1-800-387-3737.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's the fall season, and fall is for planting. So don't get discouraged that it's cooler outside. Get out in the yard, and let's get some gardening done. And if you have any questions, call us toll-free, 855-660-4261, and we'll work together to give you a head start on putting the garden to bed, on fall planting. A lot of your nurseries are having sales on shrubs and trees. Take advantage of it, and let's get some planting done. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Ray from Mass with a ginkgo tree.
Ray, how can we help you with your ginkgo tree? Tell me what's going on.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good.
Good. I have a ginkgo tree that's about 20, 25 feet tall. I've had it for about 18 years. And I never had fruits before, and all of a sudden I got fruits the size of the cherry tomatoes, and it's falling like it's going out of style. Are those fruits poisonous, or are they all right, or what?
What that is telling me is that you have a female plant, and a female plant will produce fruit. And if you don't rake and get rid of it, they will rot and they will stink of, oh my, you won't believe the smell that will come out of that fallen fruit.
Like a stink bomb.
Yes.
Just like a stink bomb.
Yeah. See, normally what happens is the nurseries are very careful. The grower of the ginkgo is very careful, and they try and sell just the male.
Uh-huh.
And that way you don't get any fruit, and it's not messy if it's used as a street tree, and you don't get the smell of the rotting fruit. The tree is fine. It's just it has now matured, which means it's going to produce these fruit. The birds will not eat them. The squirrels or mice or any kind of rodent will not eat them. So they'll just fall to the ground. They'll rot, and they will produce an odor that will drive you crazy. So as they fall, rake them up, send them out with the trash, and problem is solved.
It's the first time it happened. I had it for about 18 years and never had that before.
Yeah, so
did I get that every year, or is it every so often?
No, it's something that it's something that should happen every year. So it's telling me that maybe before there was no male or no other ginkgos in the immediate area. So it could be that within a half a mile to a mile of your house, somebody planted a ginkgo, and it's a male. The bees picked up the pollen, and they went to your house because they all flower at the same time, both the male and female, and they pollinated your tree, and you got fruit.
Because And I know downtown Lowell, they got a flew of them. It couldn't be coming from all the way from down there, could it?
Well, you never can tell. You know, if you get a good windy storm, it's very possible.
It's about 3 miles down.
Yep.
Downtown from here.
Yeah, anything is possible in nature. So, you know, if it's been 18 years and you only had it once, it could be the only time, or it could be something that would be permanent. But, you know, wait until next year and see what happens.
Right. Yeah, I've been picking them up like out of style. I picked up about a bushel already.
Yeah, just get them out of there, Ray, because they're really going to end up making your whole property smell really bad. It's like having a skunk visit you. So get them out of there. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Fred from Mass with a question about garlic.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me, did you plant your garlic yet?
No, sir. I was given some. I'm not familiar with it. They said it was a type that you can plant. It's not treated.
Perfect. Okay, so what you're going to do is this, Fred. You're going to take, when you look at the garlic bulb that you have, it's papery covered. So you're going to, with your fingers, pull that papery covering off, and you'll see the individual cloves of garlic. Break the outside whorl. Only the outside pieces of garlic. The garlic that's on the inside is not going to be as productive. So the very outside whorl, break them off, push them in the ground so they're about 3 inches deep and about 6 inches apart in rows. The inside pieces of garlic, use them to make garlic bread, garlic butter, to season cooking and things like that. But the outside row of cloves are the most productive in that bulb itself. And plant them now. And I planted mine about a week ago. And what I did is I cleaned out the garden. I tilled the soil. I added a little bit of compost, and or you can use cow manure or peat moss or something like that, just to give it a real good start. I put a very light feeding of some Dr. Earth with probiotics vegetable garden food that I had left from the year, and I just sprinkled it lightly, worked it into the soil, and then I didn't even dig a hole. I just took the clove of garlic with the point facing up, pushed it into the ground 3 inches, then measured roughly 6 inches, the next one, and I made three rows. I've got about 30 different cloves that went into the ground. I firmed it, gave it a good drink, and I'm going to guess by next week at this time, some of that garlic will be poking through the ground because the weather's nice. The ground is nice and warm still. I mean, even in Maine, where I live yesterday, we were in the 60s, and this is, you know, it's the middle, beyond the middle of October. So take advantage of the warm days and get your garlic planted. And a good drink once a week, unless we get some rain. And then what I do is around Thanksgiving, I'll put some either grass clippings or some straw around the garlic plants, and that helps to hold the heat, and it extends it during, giving it more time to get established. And then when spring comes, it controls the weeds that are in the ground. But now is the time to plant the garlic, so get that done.
It's funny. I did cut some nice clippings of grass. I've had it in the place drying so I could put over it. I was just figuring about that.
Yeah. And, so what you
when
could,
do we harvest it?
You're not going to harvest it until next July.
July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what's going to happen? Since you've never grown garlic,
yes,
it's going to produce this blue-green foliage with a fairly thick stem. The stem will be about the size of your little finger, maybe even a little bit tall, wider than that. It's going to grow about probably 15 to 18 inches tall with this nice foliage. And then in June, you're going to see coming out of the very top of the foliage a shoot, and it's going to have a bud on it, and the bud is going to be pointed. The bud itself will be about an inch. It'll be pointed, and that stem that comes out is going to grow like a corkscrew, all twisted and snarled. When the stem is about a foot or more, cut it, because you don't want it to flower, and use it in an arrangement, or just put them all together in a vase and enjoy the beautiful twisted looking foliage. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $667.80 for a half ounce, or $333.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $667.80, and $333.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a great fall season in your garden. Or if you have a houseplant question, give us a call, and we'll help you also. Tom, who's up next?
Next up is Joe in Maine with a question about oak trees.
Joe, how can we help you with your oak trees this morning?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure.
I have a mountain oak that has the orange berries on it, and it loses its leaves early. It's like rust. And also all my hostas. I have about 200 hostas that surround the property, and they all bloomed and flowered, but they turned rusty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on your tree, you said it has orange fruit, right?
Yes.
Okay. What you have is a mountain ash.
Ash, okay.
It's not an oak. It's an ash, a mountain ash. And the birds will eat the fruit from that tree when the weather gets cold.
Right.
Okay. Now, the spotting is a fungus that hit the tree. And mountain ash do tend to get it if we have a hot, humid or a wet growing season. And this year, we had a lot of humidity. We had a lot of rain. So I'm not surprised that the foliage did get these little black spots all over it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing that you want to do is when all the foliage comes off your tree, rake around that area and get every leaf out. Because in that black spot that's on the foliage that's fallen to the ground are spores for next year. And if you allow the leaves to sit there, when the weather conditions get right next year, the new foliage appears on the plant. The leaves that are still in your lawn from this year will wake up. The spores will become airborne, they'll float up, and they'll reinfect your tree next year. So you have a vicious cycle. So a good cleaning can eliminate that.
Now Paul, okay. I used neem oil probably four or five times through the season.
Okay.
On everything. Did the neem oil affect it, like in my hosta problem that I have?
No, neem oil is an all-natural product, and it should not have created the spotting. It's a fungus, and you need to treat it with a good fungicide. What I would do next spring, as soon as your mountain ash and your hosta, when your hosta gets up to be about 6 inches tall, spray it with a copper spray. That's a good fungicide, and that will help a great deal. Now, the other thing that you can do with your hosta, Bonide makes a product called Rose RX, and it has a systemic fungicide built in and a systemic insecticide. And if you and you don't have to spray it, you mix it in a watering can and you just go right down the row of your hostas, wetting the soil and the foliage. The roots will absorb it. It will take it in internally, and any rain that comes for the next 4 to 6 weeks cannot wash it off because it's inside the plant itself. And I think that will help you a great deal.
Okay. So the neem oil didn't affect what I was...
No.
Didn't,
no.
Okay.
Neem oil... Yeah, neem oil will slow down disease problems. So it did help you. And if you had not used the neem oil, then you would have probably lost the foliage a lot sooner, and the hostas would have looked a lot worse than they do right now. So you did the right thing, but the weather was working against you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs, and it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seems getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray, and it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Don't be shy. Give us a call, and we can solve some problems for you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dottie from New Hampshire with a question about peach trees.
Dottie, welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening with your peaches? Tell me.
We got so many peaches this year, Paul, and our trees are about 5 or 6 years old, but the branches are still kind of delicate. Some are just the size of my little baby finger, and it was overloaded. It was absolutely dragging. We made little structures to try and support it all, but we learned that sometimes you can have too much of a good thing. Some of the branches broke. So how do you figure out how many pieces of fruit each individual branch can hold without breaking?
What you want to do is this. Next year, mm-hmm. when your fruit begins to form on your plant, instead of having 5, 6, 7 in the cluster, you want to break off some of the fruit and thin it. In a commercial orchard where you would go to either pick your own peaches or mm-hmm. they're growing them for the market, what they do is this. They look to see how the fruit has set. You look at the plant, and if they feel that there are too many peaches or apples or pears being produced that would create the same situation that you had this year, they would use a product to spray on the tree, that would allow the tree to drop some of those apples, and the end result would be less fruit, less damage, but bigger peaches on your tree. So instead of your energy trying to make 5, 6, 7 peaches in a cluster all grow, you would still have about the same amount of weight, but you would have it on 3 peaches instead of 5 or 6.
Can we manually pick these off? Because my husband raises some bees. So we have a couple of beehives. And
yes.
He's really, you know, he's very careful about using any kind of sprays or insecticides. Mm-hmm. Or we don't use any, I guess I should say. But.
Right, exactly. If you're raising bees, then you don't want to be putting pesticides in the area where the bees are going to be traveling. And when that tree is in bloom, I mean, you want to stick with natural products on it. So tell your husband that wait and see what happens when spring arrives, when the fruit begins to appear, and they're about the size of a marble. So that would be about half to three quarters of an inch. Then he can just walk up to the tree and look at it, and if he's got a cluster on a branch of 5 peaches, you just, with his fingers, he can just twist it, and it will break right off. And then look at the branch, and if the branch contains 25 peaches, that's just too many, and you're going to end up, especially with a young tree, with a lot of breakage, and that will ruin the overall shape of your plant. So tell him next year, when he can start to see the fruit and they get to be marble size, thin it manually, and then he'll be okay. And that way you won't lose any branches.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too now. Bye-bye. Yeah, if you can manually thin a tree, no problem at all. But as I said, commercial orchards, they use a product called Florigen. And it works real, real well in thinning that plant. And but for you, you only have 1 or 2 trees, and the trees are young and they're small, then you can take care of it. Florel, that's what it is. Florel is the product. I don't know what the effect would be on bees. In the greenhouse, Florel is used to control the height of poinsettias and mums, potted mums. It's a growth retardant, so it slows it down. But in the orchard, it's used as a spray to thin, but you have to know the rate. And that's something very difficult and something that you really need to know about. So in your case, just snap off and thin the tree manually and you'll be in great shape. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from Rhode Island with a question about pears.
Bob, welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening with your pears? This is going to be a fruit morning.
I've been getting bushels of tomatoes, pears, and this last 2 years my pears have fallen off.
Okay, halfway
through the growing season, I'm losing them.
How old is your tree?
The tree is about 12 years old.
Okay, so it's really well established.
Yes, it is.
And up until now, you haven't had any pears that have been falling?
I lose them all. They fall on the ground for some crazy reason, you know.
How big do they get?
I would say the size of a golf ball, and then I start losing them.
Okay. Have you fed your trees at all?
No. I was thinking maybe that's the problem. Hasn't been. The only thing I've been throwing around is wood ash.
Okay. Wood ash is making your soil sweeter. But you don't want to, you put it around the trees every single year.
All right, and that could be a problem then, because I've been doing that.
Okay, now to give you an idea, if you have a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash, a 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. And when you're spreading that 5-gallon bucket of wood ash in your garden, there is enough to do 1,000 square feet. So 100 feet by 10 foot. So if you're putting right underneath that pear tree 2-3 handfuls, then you're adding a lot of wood ash around that tree. So I wouldn't put any more for this year. Leave it alone. That alone could be part of the cause of the fruit falling. So let's keep the wood ash away from your pear tree.
From the fruit tree, okay.
Okay. Now, the other thing that would help is I want you to get a fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza. And I want you to fertilize your plants with it. Now, you've got two options. You have Dr. Earth has a great fruit tree fertilizer with what they call probiotics. It's all organic, it's all natural, and the probiotics is a mixture of different fungi and bacteria that will stimulate the growth of the root system and help the tree to go more evenly. And that's something that you would feed your tree in the spring and then again in the fall. So I would call around, call your local nursery, some of the hardware stores or the feed and grain store, and see if they have Dr. Earth fruit tree fertilizer. Follow the recommendations and feed it now and then again in the spring. And no lime, because if you're putting the wood ash underneath that tree year after year after year, you could be making it too sweet, and now some of the fertilizers in the soil become unavailable to the plant, just like if it's too acid. The chemistry of the soil changes, making it difficult for the plant to do its job correctly. One year, I'll never forget, had a beautiful garden. Every year, we put in a wood stove, and the garden was 25 feet by 50 feet. And every time I cleaned out the wood stove, I dumped the wood ash in the vegetable garden. And I did it all winter long. Spring came, I tilled the soil, I planted, and the plant stood still. I didn't know what happened, and I just kept looking at the plants. I would feed them, they wouldn't grow. I'd give them extra water, they still wouldn't grow. I said, I did something by putting all the wood ash on the garden. I had a soil test. 7 is neutral. If you can get it between 6 and 7, you've got it made. Well, I put so much wood ash underneath in the vegetable garden. I went from 6, which it was the previous year, and I rose the pH to 9.5. And what I had to do was to buy a soil acidifier, which is aluminum sulfate. And that's what they use on hydrangea to make them bluer in color. And you can use aluminum sulfate around rhododendrons and azaleas and things like that. If you're not getting the flower bud, sometimes the soil just isn't acid enough. I put that in. Then things started to get better, but it was at the end of the year. So I learned my lesson. Now, when I use wood ash, I sprinkle it lightly. I don't overuse it, and it works real, real well. So if we can help you, give us a call.
On wood ash, I definitely put too much of it.
Right.
Because I was putting like probably 5 or 6 5-gallon buckets a year on into around the tree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guilty putting too much ash.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for your time.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elsie from Maine with a question or a comment about the ginkgo tree question earlier.
Elsie, welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I just wanted to mention that a number of years ago, my Japanese sister-in-law came to visit, and she noticed I had a couple of ginkgo trees. However, they were males. But she wanted to know if, they had seeds, and of course they didn't. Now, the Asian people eat the nut that's inside the seed.
Oh, really?
Yes. If anyone has a female ginkgo,
Elsie, why don't you hold on a second, okay? And we'll bring you right back up after this break. Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the #1 selling plant protectant this fall. If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all-natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Elsie, and Elsie was just beginning to tell us about a friend from the Orient who was visiting and was asking her about the fruit from the ginkgo tree. Elsie, what did she say she did with the fruit? How did she harvest it?
Well, she didn't actually mention how they ate them, but I looked it up on my computer, and some people that had experienced it, you know, having also seen Asians picking them up in the park, that the flesh is almost like has the same kind of toxins in it that poison ivy would have. So that your hands would really suffer, you know, from it. So you really have to take wear Playtex gloves when you squeeze the flesh off the nuts that are inside.
That's a great thing to know.
Yeah, and. I think you can eat, you could probably buy the you know, the ginkgo nuts in a specialty shop. Some people would say, well, do that instead of trying to, you know, harvest them yourself. Also, you don't want to eat more than a certain number of nuts per day, because I think it could have a mild toxic reaction. But they are edible.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I suggest that anybody that tries to eat them, that they should investigate, you know, how to prepare them and all of that. It just doesn't pay to take a chance.
No, it doesn't. And this is what I love the most about my job of doing a radio program, because you have just taught me something. And that's what I'm hoping that I'm able to do to the people that are listening to the program. So by you sharing your knowledge with my listeners and with me, everybody has now learned about the ginkgo tree. And I have one on my front lawn. I love the foliage. It's the oldest tree known to mankind. And where they find dinosaurs, they find ginkgo leaves as fossils in that same area. So the ginkgo tree is the oldest tree known to mankind. And I knew that from going to school that we were always told you want to buy the male because the female will produce a fruit that will really, really smell, and it will be as powerful as a skunk. But I've never experienced the fruit. And all of the ginkgo trees that I've seen growing in Maine and in Massachusetts always seem to be the males.
Yes.
So today, you, Elsie, have taught me something, and I thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I really, really appreciate that, and I'm sure my listeners do also, that, you know, it's toxic. You don't want to eat too many of them. And all the other information that you gave us, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Isn't that great? Where this is a very unique way to God, sharing our information. And Elsie just gave us some great tips. I love the ginkgo tree. And what's so unique about it is the leaf, which is fan shape. Again, it's the oldest tree known to man. I bought one 5 years ago, planted it to the right of my house, and in the fall, it turns a brilliant yellow. And I mean, it's like butter. Beautiful, beautiful yellow foliage. And you're really enjoying the fall color. And one morning, you get up, you go outside, and in one day, all the leaves fall from the tree. Every leaf falls in one day. And you've got the ground is covered with a beautiful yellow blanket of foliage, which makes it unique. Most trees will drop foliage for 2, 3, 4 weeks. But the ginkgo, all the leaves fall in one day. Just incredible. If we can help you, call us. 855-660-4261. Elsie, thank you. We really learned something today.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.